2018 could be an historic election for voter participation. By Alejandro de la Garza. The 2018 election is shaping up to be an historic year for midterm voter turnout, with many states recording levels of voter participation not seen for a non-presidential election in decades. Certainly, in states like Florida and Virginia, we're seeing turnout rates that are at least at 20-year highs, says Corwin Smith, an associate professor of political science at Michigan State University. This is a high watermark for midterm turnout. Approximately 114 million votes were cast in U.S. House races in 2018, compared to 83 million in 2014, according to estimates by the New York Times. In Florida, more than 8 million voters cast ballots in the Senate matchup between Republican Rick Scott and Democrat Senator Bill Nelson, with 99% of the vote counted. Compare that to 6 million votes in the 2014 midterm and 5.5 million in 2010, another wave election. Virginia's Senate race between Democrat Senator Tim Kaine and Republican Corey Stewart drew nearly 3.3 million votes, according to preliminary tallies. About 2.2 million votes were cast in both 2010 and 2014. Many other states have also registered unusually high levels of voter participation. In Kentucky, more than 1.5 million ballots were cast in 2018 as compared to 1.45 million in 2014, despite the fact that no statewide office was open this election cycle. In 2014, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was up for re-election. In New Jersey, nearly 2.8 million people voted in the 2018 Senate race. Less than 2 million ballots were cast in 2014. Turnout levels haven't quite reached the numbers seen in recent presidential elections, but they are historic for a midterm year, according to Smith. Total turnout numbers may even shape up to be similar to those seen in lower turnout presidential elections, like those in 1992 and 1996. Another important factor is less tangible, the increasing nationalization and polarization of American politics. For President Donald Trump, that's meant that he could motivate his base to vote in the midterms by bringing up hot-button issues like immigration and race and by injecting his own ego into local races. "A vote for Marcia is really a vote for me," Trump said at an October campaign rally for Tennessee Representative Marsha Blackburn, who handily beat a popular former Democratic governor to win a seat in the Senate. In general, the nationalization of politics has made it that turnout is not so much about local issues as it is national issues. That's a trend that's been going on in politics for the last 20 years, Smith tells Time. Knowing that it's more of a party battle, not a vote over an incumbent, many people are more interested in turning out. The knowledge that control over the House or Senate may change hands, as it did this election cycle, can also drive voter turnout. State ballot initiatives like Florida's Amendment 4 also can raise enthusiasm for voting, as do low presidential approval ratings and increasingly efficient election administration. The numbers may indicate just how concerned voters are for the future of the United States. 2002 was an intense election over a possible invasion in Iraq. 2006, it was a high turnout in regards to negativity about how things were going in Iraq, explained Smith. And even then, we're having higher turnout now, or as high, if not higher, than those midterms.